I feel like, Lord, I want to say some things from 2 Timothy chapter 3. If you want to look with me there. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And this is the writings of Paul under the inspiration of the Spirit. And Paul was writing to Timothy, who was his son in the faith and a man of God. And Paul's writings in this last book here was soon to be martyred. And this is what he said. Verse 1, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." Now, in reading that, it looks like to me, Brother Danny, that it hadn't came yet, but they shall come. I believe this. I believe the progression of everything starts somewhere. And it's probably started in the beginning when men sinned. And the ultimate thing is God destroyed a world of people and kept eight alive.
Right.
And, of course, Noah and his family, and they were the seed line of God. Noah was, and his three boys was them that continued the human race on earth through his three sons. And so we know that sin was increased then, and men's thoughts were continually evil. And so we know down through the times that these things here went on. But it looks like to me, in my own estimation in reading this, that he's not just talking about the world. He's talking about the apostate church, or them that's involved in religion in the last days, and maybe even some that was maybe believers that waxed cold on God. And it is, waxing's a progressive thing. It don't happen all at once. And now we find here that Paul's writing to Timothy, "In the last days, perilous times will come." The word perilous does just mean dangerous or difficult times. And then he said this in verse 2, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away." And, you know, if you look at the Scriptures, and I believe it. I believe what upholds all these things is verse 5. If you want to build this thing tonight, verse 5 is the upholding verse why sin has increased within what we would say the religious realm, and what causes people to be this way, and the depravity and the evil and the wickedness of mankind that has increased. And sin just didn't sin to people no more. I remember in the book of Isaiah, he said they'll call evil good and good evil. They'll say that. We live in a nation like that now. You just speak about the truth and they'll fight you and tell you you ought not say that. And they just don't want no truth. And the thing of it is, why should they? Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. And we living in a day of reprobation. We believe people's reprobate in this hour, and it's fruit by the fruit that they have. Thank God they don't do that to be reprobate. They do that because they are reprobate. And that's right. He gave them over to reprobation. And the Bible teaches that. And there are several times the word reprobate's mentioned. It amazed me. Paul used it to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 13 when he said, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove yourselves. Know you not your own selves that Christ Jesus in you, except ye be reprobate." Amen. So he said, examine yourself. That means take a committee of one, that's you, and examine yourself what you have. Everybody needs a personal inventory once in a while. Thank God if you work in a plant, they take inventory in the plant. You need to take an inventory of your own heart. And I do as well. Every once in a while, Thank God, let's take a time out and say, now, Lord, where am I at? Amen. Where am I at? What do I need to do? And get honest with God. We've got cold hearts in the church world today. Most religion is made by man. It's a formalistic religion, and it has nothing to do with the Bible. Amen. That's exactly right. Too many things are going on. We can't stray or get away from what the Scripture teaches, that what God's people ought to do in the assembly. And also, praise God, when we cry out to God, amen, we need to make sure that we are in the will of God. Amen. This thing today has become so much of a show business. And it's sad, but it's true. We don't have to revert back to have dark buildings and guitars banging, amen, and trying to make the world accepted in the church. They never have been accepted. We're not to be conformed to this world. We to be transformed by the renewing of our own mind. And when we devote ourselves, thank God, the fleshly things, and that's what happens. You can't bring, listen, thank God, the Holy Ghost bears witness with me what the real McCoy is. And brethren, I never have had a witness, thank God, on anything that sounds like Nashville, amen, or any of the other places in the church. I'm talking about entertainment in the house of God, and trying to get people to be attentive to the Word of God just because, thank God, a man swallows a goldfish. Amen. It's sad, but it's true. And brother, somebody said, shall we go by what Jesus said? And the apostles, sure we should. Why shouldn't we go by it? Thank God, what else we got to go by? We don't have nothing else to go by. Thank God, everything, amen, the church is about should be a spiritual, amen. We do fleshly things together, amen. But brethren, listen, we're not built off the flesh. We're built off the foundation of God, which is a spiritual habitation that the church comes together and meets and worships. And brother, my heart's desire is this church, thank God, is to really have some heart worship. I mean, let's really come and worship our Lord and Savior. If we're not doing that, brethren, what are we meeting together for? We're in perilous times. We're in days that's difficult. Amen. They've changed everything. Changed the songbook. Amen. Changed the Bible. Hey, God, they need to be changed by the Bible, not trying to change it. Amen. Brother, that's not whether they can understand or not. It's whether they'll accept it as it is. Hey, God, this is a book of faith. And brethren, you don't learn it by, thank God, trying to change the language. You learn it by God teaching it to you. And there's a lot of things you won't know, but there's a lot of things God will show you. And the only way you'll ever learn is by the revelation of God Himself making it known to you. And nothing will get to you except to be given from heaven. And if it's not given from above, you'll not get nothing spiritual. Amen. God help us. He said, men will leave lovers of their self. Boy, ain't that just so true. I've never seen a generation of people that's so caught up on it's me alone and nobody else. And I just want to inform you tonight, praise God, it's not about me and it's not about you. It's about Him. Amen. When it gets about what I want, that's so carnal. I mean, it's just so carnal. Thank God we got a bunch of powders in the houses of God because they didn't get their way. Boy, have you ever considered the glory of God? Have you ever considered what God wants? Amen, brother. I mean, brother, thank God churches get upset because somebody didn't get to sing or play the piano or play the organ or they didn't get to pray. I'm telling you, it ain't about you, brother. It's about what God wants. I tell you what, brother, if God wanted another man to get up and strike it tonight and he preached the house down, I'm glad I'm in the house. Amen. I'm just wanting something from God. Whoever's got it, thank God, would you please give it? I'll take it. Amen. Brother, this thing's beyond what I want. It's thank God what He wants. And when we get plugged into Him and realize that it ain't about us, it's about Him. Thank God, it ain't about my friend. Thank God, what our title is, it's about what His title is. Amen. Thank God. You know what the Laodicean church, I believe, is? I believe we're in the Laodicean age. Amen. I'm not saying that we can't have revival. I believe we can. I believe we have a move of God. I don't believe that that has to hold us down. But it is around us. We have need of nothing. That's what they said. We have need of nothing. They needed God. Jesus on the outside knocking on the door. Amen. He ain't going to come in where He don't rule. And let me say, He won't come into you if you don't leave. Thank God. Submit yourself to His rule. And He won't come into a church. Thank God it wants to do it their way and not His way. Amen. I tell you, He don't share a rule with nobody. He don't share a rule with the preacher. He don't share a rule with the deacon. He don't share a rule with the Sunday school teacher. He don't share a rule with nobody. It don't matter who it is. The best man in the Bible. Thank God for Moses. Amen. Abraham and David. And the Apostle Paul and Peter. He never shared rule with them. Thank God. He said, it's me or nothing. And you'll do it my way, it won't happen. Thank God. That's what He said. This is the way it is. Do it my way and you'll be blessed. Do it your way and you'll be cursed. Amen. He took the nation of Israel out of Egypt. And when He got them out there, they wanted to go back. But He still blessed them. He still took them to the Red Sea. He drowned His enemy. And He took them, thank God, and fed them. Gave them water to drink. And took care of them. Their clothes and shoes never waxed old. He fed them every day without price. And He blessed them. And they still murmured. And they still complained. And I'm going to tell you what. That's why He said in the book of Corinthians, let them be an example to you. Let them be an example to you. If you look at that church in the wilderness, or that assembly that come out of Egypt, ain't God, only two of them are 20 years old. Believe God when they spied the land, Joshua and Caleb. And when they come out, the rest of them died in the wilderness wandering around because of unbelief. And buddy, you can say what you want to. The Hebrew writer wrote, He said, you'll not enter the rest of God if you don't believe Him. There's a rest. I'm not talking about being saved now. I'm talking about the rest of God in a spiritual land. Amen. That people won't get to because of unbelief. Amen. How many people, and I don't know how you look at this, but how many people that come to the house of God die in the wilderness in the church world? Amen. Because they'll not believe God. They won't be obedient to God. Amen. Saved, yeah. God out by blood, the power of God. But when God gave them a command, they wouldn't do what He said, and they died in the wilderness. Amen. That's right. In fact, Moses didn't get in. Why? Because of unbelief. That's why Moses smote the rock twice. God said, here, speak to it the second time, and he hit the rock, called them a bunch of rebels. And God said, well, you disobeyed me. You can't go in. He did let them stand and get a gaze of it. Amen. He did stand on the Transfiguration Mount. Ain't God ain't got to see the glory of God. But I'm telling you, friend, that doesn't matter. God told Moses, don't ask me no more. You're not going in because of your disobedience. And you spake unadvisedly with your lips. And I'm telling you, brother, there were people that were saved, if you want to use that word, that died in the wilderness because of unbelief. Amen. That's right. Now you can say what you want to. But men become lovers of themselves. And when you become a lover of yourself, it's your way or no way. And it's all about you. And it becomes a fleshly life. He said, there's all kind of things said here. Boasters, there are people that brag. Amen. They're boasters, friend. We need to be humble. God works in humble people. God don't work in braggarts. God don't work in high-minded people that think they're above everybody else. Can I tell you tonight, you're not better than nobody. You're not better than nobody, friend. It don't matter who they are. You can take the worst sinner. Hey, brother, if it wasn't for the grace of God, you'd be that. Amen. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Paul knew. He said, I'm the chief of all sinners. He said, God save sinners of whom I'm chief. He recognized the fact, praise God, that it was humility that got the hand of God to bless a man. It's not pride. It's not you thinking you're something or you're above people. Brother, brother, we live in that day and hour. Thank God. And we look at people, thank God, like we better than what they are. Amen. Amen. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. You know what that means? They won't listen to parents. They won't listen to them. That's the day we end. Amen. And I'm not going to go over all the stuff I preached about that before. Well, I'm just saying this. There's a generation of hardness. there's a generation of coldness in young people. Listen, your young people sitting in the church tonight, y'all thank God for that. Amen, buddy. I'm telling you, you got children that want to come to church and attend the house of God. Hey, listen to me. Can I give you something tonight? Children know more than what you think they know. They've got a discerning spirit within them just by being around people. They, thank God, you know what? And they ain't as quick to judge as we are. But they do know, praise God, some things about the church. Amen. You take a child raised around the house of God. You know what? I say this again. It just gets a hold of my heart. That every child in here ought to know this local assembly loves them. Amen. I heard a boy one time. He said this. He was raised in a preacher's home. I know him. And he said that he lived a wicked life. And he said as a teenage boy, he'd go to church. And he knew he'd been living wicked. The people knew he was living wicked. And when he'd come in, they'd hug his neck and say, it's so good to see you. We've been praying for you and we love you. He said that just, he just couldn't take that. He said it just overwhelmed him. Them people knowing he was a wicked, dirty, rotten sinner. And when he come in, they'd hug him and tell him they loved him. Amen. Brother, listen to me tonight. Should not the church be like that? Should not the church? I'm not talking about loving sin. I'm talking about loving the sinner. I'm talking about loving people as a member, even of the house of God. Amen. We don't have to, my friend. Thank God, pick. Oh, we don't like them because of this or that. That's sinful, friend. James said, if you have respect to persons, you do sin. Ain't God, if a man asks you for a coat and you got it, you ought to give it to him. Ain't God, friend, I'm telling you that we live in a day and hour where we so got prejudice in us. Amen. And we got so much of these things in us. Ain't God, that we can't even have liberty to love people. Amen. Right, God help us. We ought to love the children of the church. You know what? You know what? Listen to me. These little old boys are going to be tempted one day. That's right. They already tempted some, but the more they grow, the more you're going to get tempted. That's right. You know what's going to give him victory? God's going to give him victory. The Word will give him victory. But I'm telling you what, this church, you know what they're going to say? Well, them people down there love me. If a church is dead, it's a good possibility children ain't going to come back. Amen. Why would you want to come to something that's dead? Amen. Oh, well, we've done it all our life. God help. Amen. That's right. I've ate peanut butter all my life. Praise God. What's that got to do with it? I mean, they ought to want to come because there's something here to come to. Yes, sir. Isn't that right? I mean, should people not want to come to the house of God because there's something to come to? Had a man of God to preach, that people to sing, people to shout the victory, thank God, enjoy the best of the God. I mean, what in the world, friend? Thank God, having a form of God is denying the power thereof. You know what that's saying? Denying the Holy Ghost. They're actually denying supernatural. And brother, we've let the charismatics, thank God, which that word charisma means gifts, we've let them, ain't God, change our mind on biblical issues because it can't happen today. Was God changed? I thought y'all said He's the same God. And He is, but we don't believe that. What you believing Him for? Amen. Should they not have a right, the young people in the house of God, to see and say that God done something and it's not a form? Amen. That's right. Not a form. A form's an appearance. It just appears godly, but deny the power thereof. Well, the form without any substance isn't no good. Amen. Thank God. He said they love pleasure more than lovers of God. Yeah. Amen. That's right. You know, pleasure is a thing that people do love. Yeah. Amen. I like a little of it myself. Amen. Praise God. You do too. Amen. Yeah. That's right. Fond of it. That word there, lovers, means that's fond of it. In fact, a lot of people's moved by that. Amen. The majority of young people, they live for the weekend. Amen. That's right. Amen. The whole system's geared that way. Amen. I like Friday too myself. Amen. Saturday, Sunday. Amen. Sunday's the first day of the weekend, but I tell you, I like it, don't you? Amen. I tell you, my favorite day of the week is the Lord's Day. Amen, because I get to come to the house of God. Hey, God, to worship Him with you. Amen. I can worship Him any day. Amen, but it gets that Lord's Day. Hey, God, John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Amen, the Lord's Day. What is the Lord's Day? The Resurrection Day. Amen, this is the Lord's Day. Praise God, far as we know. Amen, every day is the Lord's Day. Ain't God, not none of them in the Lord's Day.
But the thing of it is, brethren, thank God the Lord's Day ought to be looked at the Lord's Day. Amen. I'm not preaching a Sabbath. I'm preaching a resurrection. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, I believe this. This is my belief. Okay, I said mine. I didn't say it was yours. I didn't say I could pull out a verse of Scripture and use it on you. But I do believe the Lord's Day ought to be a day of worship. And I do believe it ought to be a day that is set aside for worship, rest, family. And that's the way I look at it. I don't think all the mow my yard on the Lord's Day. I mean, I don't think I ought to wash my corn, Lord. I don't do it. I mean, I guess if it needed it and it got in the ditch, you know, I'd have to do it. Listen, what I said this forward. The need's greater than the day. The need's greater than the day. There's no holiness in the day. The holiness is in the Lord. And when people say, well, I believe most God, you ought to keep the Sabbath. And I say, well, he killed a man picking up sticks on the Sabbath. How strict are you going to get with it? How strict are you going to get with the Sabbath day? I know some people don't like that, but that's just too bad. It's biblical. I can teach it to you the way the Bible teaches it. The Sabbath day was given to... I mean, that was in the beginning. I mean, I know and understand God created everything in 6 days and a seventh-day rest. If he didn't need rest, he done it because it was complete. You a Sabbath day worship? I mean, this ain't the Sabbath. It's Sabbath Saturday. That's right, isn't it? Sabbath Saturday. Is that right? Huh? According to the 6 days. I mean, praise God, the seventh day of the week, Saturday. Amen. It's the, I mean, the thing about it is, praise God. You say, you giving your, you preaching liberty to people, you got it right. If your heart ain't right, it ain't going to be no good anyhow. You think I'm going to try to hold you under some law and say, brother, if you don't do this, you're going to hell? Well, that's a bunch of foolishness. Amen. Can I tell you something? Praise God, I got as much as liberty as God gives me.
Amen.
And that's exactly right.
Right.
And why should I abuse it? I love the house of God. I ain't looking to get out. I'm looking to get in.
Yeah.
Amen. If a man's looking to get out, he can use anything.
Yeah.
Amen. He can pretend sick or whatever he wants to do. Some people are sick.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. God help. I'm subject to Christ. I'm subject to Him, so He's the head of the church.
Yeah.
I'm part of the body, so I want to be where the body's at.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not looking to get out. Praise God. Why should I preach a legalistic Sabbath day? Thank God, and say, well, if you do this or do that, then you ain't right with God. Well, you ain't right with God if God tells you you ought not do it.
That's not grace.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if God tells you not to do it, then you ought not do it. That's right. Isn't that right? If God tells you not to do it, you ought not do it. If God tells you, listen, Romans 14 ought to be taught in the Scripture, because the thing of it is, there's weak brothers and there's strong brothers. And brother, the thing about it is, the whole thing was about days, meat, amen, wine. All that was what was being brought up within that whole Roman writing there. And the whole thing about it was, Paul was saying everybody's an evil in the body. And some's going to be weak, some's going to be strong, some's going to say it's okay, and some say it's not okay. And the whole verdict was, Paul said, I'm not going to do anything that causes my brother to stumble.
Amen.
So that means if I do anything that causes you to stumble, then I've sinned against your conscience.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You say, can you please everybody on everything? No. But at the same time, I ought to strive to do it. I ought not do nothing on purpose that I know that's going to bring your conscience to weakness. Amen. I mean, if me defend my brother, I don't eat meat in his presence.
Right.
I mean, that's what Paul said. So the thing about it is, when it comes down to it, if it's the Lord's day, then we ought to honor that's the Lord's day. Amen. And worship Him. And we ought not just live by day. We ought to live by the Son of God's leadership and love. Amen. What's the greatest of these? Love. Amen. There's nothing greater than charity. Thank God, if a man loves God the way he ought to and has his heart right with God the way he ought to, thank God, all them other things don't really matter. Amen. That's right. Amen. Well, if you love your wife, it don't matter what color shoes she's got on. Amen. If you love your church, you're not going to condemn it. Isn't that right? They already condemned if they're lost. But you ain't going to live in a condemning spirit. I'm going to tell you one thing that'll kill a church is criticism. Critical, you know. Critical all the time about everything. You know what? When you get critical, it's not the Spirit of God. There's truth that always ought to be spoke. People think I'm critical sometimes. Sometimes I am. Amen. I don't mean to be. It's just the way it is sometimes. Everybody's got a little bit of that, if I'd be honest. Amen. But the fact of it is, we don't criticize. Thank God, my friend. Thank God, and try to help people. You can't help people like that. Listen, and I won't say this tonight. It's not as much as what you say sometimes as how you say it. I can win people a whole lot easier, thank God, with the love of God in my heart than hate in my heart. Amen. When you go to people and I know it's a weakness in all of us, and sometimes it comes down to the kind of spirit we have. Still preaching about high-mindedness now. When you get high-minded, say, bless God, I think I'll tell them a thing or two. I feel like that myself sometimes, but I'll just tell you this. You'll wish you hadn't after you told them. Amen. So he said it'll be high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more lovers of God. We live in an idolatrous nation. God help. Amen. Sports is a big god in the nation. And what about all these fellas don't want to stand up for the national anthem? I mean, I'm not getting off on all that, but I just want to say this, friend. That's a shame.
It is.
It's a shame. That's a misrepresentation. And I'll tell you one thing, friend. They're talking about all these other things, and we live in a nation now that wouldn't even salute our own flag and represent, thank God, how God blessed us. And my friend, give these boys even a chance to even do that and make a living doing that and living in a country that's got freedom, and they'll kneel down on the ground and won't even honor, thank God, what men's done over across the seas and on this land and fighting for our country, and they won't even honor that. God help them. Isn't that pitiful?
It is.
It's terrible. I had a girl the other day try to give me a paper. She said, I want you to read this. I said, what's it about? She said, white supremacist. I said, I ain't interested. I'm going to tell you the problem with the whole thing is they brought it down to a racial problem instead of a sin problem. And what it is, it's a sin problem. It's a hall of sin problem. The whole world's in sin problem. It ain't the answer, friend. Listen, praise God, all these crazy protests, it's no answer for nothing. The gospel being preached is the answer. And the protest that's going on in our country and in our land today is a bunch of foolishness. Amen. God never told His people to protest anything. I'm not a Protestant, praise God. I'm a Baptist. Amen. And buddy, I'm telling you, I ain't protesting nothing. I don't care what the Pope does over there. He's the Pope. Amen. And he can do what he wants to. He's lost and he's blind, deceived, and a child of the devil. And why should I protest Rome? Amen. Thank God, Peter and Paul, they didn't go protest Rome. They preached the truth, praise God. Amen. Paul preached the truth to them. Amen. He spake the word to them. Thank God, we not to protest. God ain't looking for a bunch of protesters. God's looking for some Christians. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. I like it. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more lovers of God. Amen. Perilous times. Perilous times. I've wondered what these children going to be growing up in 10, 15 years from now. And listen, I don't believe in isolation. I don't believe that's the answer. I don't believe God wants you to isolate yourself. I believe God wants to reveal the light. God told me to invade the darkness. That's what He told me. I was praying one day about some things. God said, praise God, go invade the darkness. Invade the darkness. Let the light shine in darkness. The dark light shining dark, the darkness comprehended it not. Amen. God don't want me to back off of that. Amen. If they tell me I can't pray, I'm still a praying. It don't matter to me. If He tells me it's going to come a day, thank God, there's going to be some rules and laws probably put up in our land. Thank God for that's not right now, but one day it'll be there, brother. And there'll be things you can say and can't say. There'll be troubles, brother, over that. Amen. There's even troubles now over it. But the thing of it is, praise God, if you save, thank God, invade darkness. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Why should I give in what I believe? Why should I?
Not at all.
Why should I? When men gave their own life at the stake and was martyred for the very cause that I'm preaching for, and then compromised with a bunch of people that want me to compromise the Bible, you can forget it. Amen. I say this respectfully. Thank God. But I say it with boldness in my own heart. Thank God what God has given me. It ain't for sale.
Amen.
It ain't for sale, friend. I just tell you, thank God. Amen. You say, would you go to blows? I don't have to go to blows. Thank God. He said, vengeance is mine. I'll pay, saith the Lord. But I'm telling you one thing, friend. They ain't got. Listen. Amen. It'll come to it one day, brother. Amen. Where you going to stand? Draw the line. Amen. Thank God the line, brother, is God's line. Amen. Moses drove the line and said, who's on the Lord's side? Amen. They didn't come up, didn't come. They got killed. And brother, every day and night, friend, you might as well get in. Thank God and get your heart toward God and say, I'm going with God. Amen. Because perilous times are here. Amen.
Amen.
Dangerous times. Times we never would have thought would ever be in our country. Here tonight, brother. Here tonight. And they'll probably be here. Somebody said we need to, and I'm not against let's make America great again. I mean, I thought that's all right, but I think America shows what they want. I don't think everybody's like that, and I think the media is as big a liar as ever walked. But at the same time, you got to realize this too. We ain't trying to make America great again. We're trying to let the light of God shine that sinners get saved and get out of this world. Amen. The only hope they got's God.
Amen.
It ain't me fighting over things. I'm against abortion. I think it's a sin. I think it's murder. I do. I really do. I think when a child's conceived in the womb, it's a child. I believe that in my heart. And I always will believe it. David said, in sin, my mother conceived me. I believe that. I'm against same-sex marriage. I think it's wrong. I don't never think God ever give me a desire for another man. Amen. And God never give a woman a desire for another woman. It's not the will of God. It's wicked. Amen. They can't reproduce anyway. That's exactly right. And you know the thing of it is, in all these things that's going on, and the judges is doing that, and these judges, these high-seated judges today, that's going against the Word of God and the will of God, they're going to be judged themselves, friend.
Oh, yes,
amen. They're going to be judged themselves. That's the perilous times we're in. We got when the righteous are in authority, people rejoice. When the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And we got people that sold out for a dollar bill in our court systems. Amen. Won't tell the truth, won't respond to the truth. And the problem is, friend, because of money. And the love of money is the root of all evil. And brethren, when a man loves money, thank God he can't love God. He's going to have to choose what he's going to love. And we're in perilous times because that's really the rule of the world today. Amen.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. You imagine a man hitting a baseball and getting $250,000, $250 million? That's ridiculous. It is. That's exactly right. While men go to a factory and work and slay and get in there and work the hardest they can, you can't hardly feed their family. Why somebody's in an arena somewhere hitting a baseball or shooting a basketball or throwing a football and they got 90 to 100,000 people and they're hollering for them and they making all this money and a man here thank God's doing the right thing. Amen. That's exactly right. We live in a day that's warped. You know what that Bible says? He said a perverse and crooked nation. That word crooked means it's been warped. Amen. Shine his lights in that nation, brother. Amen. Brother, we living in that day. Paul said, thank God continue things you learned.
Yeah.
That's right. Praise God. Man, I tell you, I like the truth, don't you?
Amen.
That's the only thing gonna make a man free. Right. No, the Holy Spirit of God had to put it in a man if he ever believes it. That's right. Now, I want to say this and I'm through tonight. God didn't call me to debate with somebody about what the Bible says or what these people think over here. You wouldn't believe the people's asked me to what about this? And I said, I come to give the gospel. I'm not debating or discussing with them on all these protestings going on. God told me to preach the Word. And I want to tell you this, it's Satan's trap to get you away from the gospel. That's all he's up to. It ain't going to change nobody. Amen. The only thing that's going to change anybody is the pure Word of God.
Amen.
That's the only thing. And brother, God wants you to give it out. He wants me to give it out. And everybody's responsible to give it out in these days and times we're in. Perilous times are here. I'm not discouraged. Praise God. I'm encouraged. Because I'm on the back end of getting out of here. Amen. But God wants me to work and labor. Praise God. Why I can. Amen. And why you can. And may the Lord add His blessing to it. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you hearing me.